Welcome back. In this advanced lesson, we're diving into dynamic drum density control for dark rollers in Ableton Live. This is one of those techniques that really separates a loop that just sounds busy from a loop that feels dangerous. In dark rolling drum and bass, density is not about stuffing every gap with extra hats and ghosts. It's about controlled pressure. It's about making the groove feel like it's tightening around the listener without blowing up the mix or flattening the headroom. By the end of this lesson, you're going to build a drum system that can move cleanly between stripped, tense, medium roll, and full pressure states. And the key thing is this: your kick and snare backbone stays solid the whole time. The intensity changes around it. So let's set the goal clearly. We want a groove that can feel low density, menacing and sparse, then medium density, locked and rolling, then high density, intense and fast feeling, but still clean and controlled. That's the dark roller zone. Start a new project and set the tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. Let's use 174 as the working point. Keep global swing low, or even off for now. In this style, the groove usually comes more from microtiming and velocity than from obvious swing templates. Now set up your drum structure. You can use one drum rack if that's your thing, but for advanced density control, I strongly recommend separating the important rolls. Create tracks or chains for kick, snare, ghost snare, hats, top percussion, fills or one-shots, and optionally a parallel drum crush return. Keeping the control-heavy layers separate makes automation much easier later. And here's a coach tip right away. Think in density lanes, not one giant drum pile. Your pulse lane is the main groove markers, usually kick, snare, and core hats. Your tension lane is ghost snares and little pre-snare nudges. Your air lane is break dust, noisy tops, and upper textures. Your event lane is fills and punctuation. If one lane is already busy, don't keep adding to it. Either add to another lane or remove something. That's how you stay powerful without getting blurry. All right, let's build the backbone. Program a minimal two-step foundation first. For the kick, start with a classic roller placement. Put one on beat 1, so on 1.1. Then add another around beat 3, usually somewhere like 1.3.3 or 1.3.4 depending on how much push you want. You can add the occasional pickup kick before the next bar, but keep it simple for now. For the snare, standard D&B backbone. One on beat 2 and one on beat 4. If you're looking at a 16th note grid in Ableton, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Nice and direct. Choose sounds that do their job immediately. Your kick should be short and weighty, with useful low-mid punch around roughly 90 to 140 Hz. Your snare should have body somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz, and enough crack or snap in the 2 to 5K region to command the groove. On the kick, use EQ 8 to gently high pass below around 25 to 30 Hz if needed, and maybe cut a little mud in the 250 to 400 range. Add saturator with soft clip-on and a little drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Optional drum bus is fine too, but don't overcook it. On the snare, high pass around 100 Hz if you don't need sub information, maybe add a small body boost around 200 if it feels thin, and a little shelf in the upper presence range if it needs air. For extra punch, use drum bus or a compressor with a slower attack. Then add some saturation, maybe 2 to 4 dB of drive. And here is the important mindset. These four hits are the rulers of the loop. Everything else is support. If the density layers start stealing authority from the main snare, the roller loses its spine. Next, let's build the ghost snare system. This is one of the big secrets in dark rollers. Ghost snares create movement in the shadows. They make the groove feel active without shouting for attention. Use a lighter snare, rim, filtered clap, or some Foley-style hit. Something with less body than the main snare. Program ghosts around the backbeats, but leave actual space for the real snares. A good starting idea is to place ghost hits just before and just after beats 2 and 4. On a 16th grid, think about spots like 1.1.4, 1.2.3, 1.3.4, and 1.4.3, but don't use all of them all the time. Selective density is the whole point. Velocity matters massively here. Main snare might sit up around 110 to 127. Ghosts should usually live much lower, maybe 35 to 75. You want contour, not equality. Let the ghosts lead into the backbeat. Don't let them compete with it. Then add tiny timing offsets. Try nudging some ghost notes 5 to 12 milliseconds early, especially the pre-snare ones. Dark rollers often feel better when the ghost activity is slightly urgent rather than sleepy. You can also push a few slightly late for feel, but be intentional. Process the ghost track with EQ 8, high passing fairly aggressively around 180 to 250 Hz, then maybe low pass around 6 to 10K if it's too sharp. Add saturator with 2 to 5 dB of drive. Then compress it lightly, maybe 3 to 1 ratio, medium attack, medium release. If you want arrangement movement later, an auto filter on this lane is great. And here's a higher level tip. If you want more variation, without sounding random, load 2 to 4 ghost samples into a drum rack and let different velocity ranges trigger slightly different ghost sounds. Low velocity could be a soft rim tick, mid velocity a filtered clap, higher ghost velocity a sharper poke for transitions. That gives you variation that still feels related. Now let's create the hat system, because this is where density control really starts to feel performable. Make 2 hat lanes. First, your primary hats. These are the stable groove markers. Then your density hats, which handle extra subdivisions and tension. For the primary hat lane, keep it simple. Offbeat closed hats work, or steady eighth hats with some velocity movement. Let the velocities move around, maybe from 60 to 95, so it breathes a little. Then on the density hat lane, add the extra detail. This audio version is shortened for playback.